said she was negative.
I know, it's crazy.
Of course, I don't think the tests are reliable.
Well, he works for Loves, and Loves has said now, if you want to come back in the offices to work, you have to take either a COVID test or an antibody test, and he's going to take the antibody test. That'll tell him if he's had it. So it's just a crazy world.
Well, it is.
It's your choice. I mean, it's hard to talk with them
out of here.
Oh my God, we got the whole crowd.
Sorry, I'm going to take mine off too.
Okay, I can do it for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then my nose starts to run and I get sweaty.
That's what Brian was just saying. It makes his nose run.
It always makes mine run.
Mine always itches.
Just for information, this is a brand new gutter that's come out.
I'm going to go get glasses. I can see.
And I hate to show it to you because it's more expensive. But
let's just go with what we got.
But it is good looking.
No, that's not a COVID call. I'm telling you.
I promise. It is pretty.
Okay.
I'm going to sit here so you can look at the Broadmoor. It's better than looking at, I don't know.
Whatever that is.
It looks like a thing that a light.
A weather vane.
Lightning rod.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got some specific things to talk about, and some problems that we've seen over there and how we're going to deal with it and all that. But in general, what it really is, it's kind of been building, is the unpleasantness of some of this process that we've had. And unpleasantness in really how you deal mainly with Diana. The shortness, the pushing, we go back to the windows, all the problems with the windows.
And the ceiling heights. I've been bullied since the beginning.
And Diana really feels that she's been bullied throughout this process.
Did I have bullied?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That you have done.
Since the first.
And it has not been a pleasant experience for her. And part of it is, it's funny on this house, it's our house. You're building it, but correct. It's our house. And just like when we started off with the windows, all the problems we had there, Diana had a pretty, she knew what she liked, but she gave in on some things because it was so difficult dealing with you. And so I guess it's our fault for having given in on some of these things. Because just didn't want to fight, but it's just the way you've kind of strong-armed. Diana feels that way.
I do.
And it does. It's been unpleasant.
Well, that's unfortunate. I never would have dreamed that. I don't understand the issue. The windows are.
You fought me on those windows from the get go. Let me talk.
Okay. All right.
You drew the windows on the original plan.
Correct.
And I told you the very first time you showed me the elevation on that house, I said, I like the house, but I can tell you right now, I don't like these windows. The very first thing out of my mouth when you showed me the front elevation.
Mm-hmm.
But you stuck with that window thing. You hung in there. I have a note attached to an envelope that I've kept that says, over my objections, here's your windows.
Correct.
Because you didn't ever like what I did. It's my house.
I understand that.
And I didn't want 12 and 14 foot ceilings. But you, by God, you drew those ugly pictures of what the front of my house would look like if we didn't do your 12 and 14 foot ceilings. I look back now, we could have had 10 foot ceilings or 11 foot ceilings. We didn't need 12 foot ceilings in the study and the dining room and a 14 foot ceiling in the living room, but you insisted that it just had to be done that way. So we thought, oh my gosh, Rick must know what he's talking about because he's been doing this for so long. They're built, I don't like them, and I cannot stand those co-shelves that are up there that are have become a running joke with everyone that walks in the house about the Pier 1 pots and fake greenery that I'm going to put up there.
Those are not ledges for pots.
I know that.
No, they're not.
I know that.
We know that.
And, you know, we're going to spend more money putting lighting up there in a thing I don't even like. In fact, I've got a whole list of things you insisted upon. And then the things we did want, you didn't do. The wide doorways in the bathrooms that we insisted on from the get-go. We said we don't want any steps in this house, and we want everything walker ready. And then I walk in a couple of weeks ago, and we've got 2-0 doors in that front bathroom. I swear my blueprint says 2-8.
No. I pulled these pictures just for you guys. Tim had mentioned that you were talking about cutting this back to that level. That is the look that you get with that.
I can't see. Get with what? Cutting it back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's it going to look like? What is that? Three feet up there?
Oh, no, it's only about 2 feet. This is what you have with a ledge, a lighting ledge. Okay, that's what your lighting ledge will look like. Okay, this is the Button house that we looked at with a similar lighting ledge. This is the Hohen's house in Glenbrook that the architect designed. That's the type lighting ledge that we're put in there.
I guess I just can't see how, and I do think, and I've said from the get-go, how in the world do you get up there to dust that? It's going to be a huge dust collector. In fact, the latest joke is, are you going to get Nichols Hill's firemen to have to, with their hook and ladder, to come dust? Because I don't know how I'm going to dust up there. I mean, the practicality of it.
I don't think you probably do plan on dusting.
Well,
sounds like your friends are really beating your house down.
Well, that ledge has become a running joke.
That ledge is beautiful.
I mean, yes.
Well, and then maybe I need to see it, because I cannot get an idea of what that's going to look like. I cannot figure
that
out.
Well, hopefully.
Debbie doesn't like it. Debbie told me 6 weeks ago, have them box it up. And I just didn't want to fight the battle. So I've kept my lips zipped. Finally, the other day, she said, we'll just work. We'll deal with it. We'll just deal with it. So, I mean, we're afraid to say anything anymore because you just get so prickly about everything. You know, it's like your way or the highway. On things I do that I get concerned about, like a bump out that's not on the blueprint in the utility room, you know, it's my fault.
No, I didn't say it was your fault. I would love to walk through the timeline.
It doesn't matter who designs a house that won't accommodate a normal washer and dryer. On the blueprint, it will accommodate any washer and dryer I want.
It will accommodate any washer and dryer now. That niche is gone.
That's why I don't want to pay for it. I don't think we should have to pay for that.
Will you let me walk through the timeline and how it evolved?
It won't change the way I feel. There should not be a house of our size and stature that's built without a utility room that can accommodate a standard washer and dryer.
That utility room will accommodate a standard washer and dryer. But if you put that stackable unit in there, okay, that doesn't necessarily accommodate a standard washer and dryer. You are destined for a stackable unit. That's the way it's set up.
So you down the road, no one can put a regular one in there?
Side-by-side washer and dryer? Well, they could, but you're going to have to move some plumbing to have it accomplished.
Okay, well, I don't know. You need a standard size stackable.
Well, you have a standard size stackable.
Now?
Yes.
Now?
Right. The niche is gone. I've taken care of the niche.
But who's going to pay for it?
The niche is gone.
Are you answering my question about who's going
to
pay for it?
Who do you want to pay for it?
You.
You want me to pay for that niche?
Yes, because I didn't, first of all, I didn't even know about the bump out. Never, it's not on the blueprint.
I understand it's not on the blueprint. That's why I'd like to walk through the timeline of how we got there.
Okay.
You talk about me being confused all the time, and I would like to go through the confusion.
In a minute.
The original drawing presented to you had a side-by-side washer and dryer, okay?
I don't remember that. The original draw, okay.
Yes, okay.
The original, not the blueprint.
The original drawing that I sent to you when we were trying to design the home.
Yes.
Okay. This has a washer and dryer side-by-side.
Okay.
Okay. You informed me that you wanted to use a stackable unit.
Yes.
Great. I changed the design. So in the contract, it has a stackable washer and dryer in it.
Okay. Okay.
There is no niche in there at that time. Okay.
Right.
But let me explain just as an explanation of a stackable, a side-by-side washer and dryer has the dryer here on the outside so that it can be piped out and a washer next to it. The plumbing for that is there and the dryer has a dryer vent and electrical. There's electrical here. When you change it to a stackable, this whole aspect has to come up here.
Yes.
Okay. The plumbing for that has to come up here also. Okay.
Okay.
So now we have plumbing and a dryer vent, and behind that we have a bathtub.
I know.
So that's a complicated hookup as such.
Did you ever tell me that? That it might cause a problem? That it would prohibit anything from happening down the road? Did I ever hear any of this?
It's all past history, okay? The niche is gone, all right? When I went to Harry's, you went to Harry's and picked appliances. With the appliance pick was the Speed Queen washer and dryer.
With a big old question mark.
Whether it was question mark or not, that's all that I got from Harry's. They furnished that to me.
Okay.
Okay. We did the foundation work. We did to the top out. Then you apparently went and looked at an LG model somewhere, correct?
Yes.
You verbalized that you told me about it, and I don't necessarily disagree that you did, but no paperwork was ever sent to me.
Okay.
When we got time for the top out, because of the new configuration where we had all the plumbing stacked, the plumber came to me and he said, we have a really tight hookup here. It would be nice if we had some extra room. And I said, well, what was selected that I have paperwork on is a 27 3/4 inch unit that will work well in there, even with the niche, the bump out, okay? So we allowed the niche so that all that plumbing could be done. Now, in the old, original plan where we had them side by side, the dryer vent here in the tub behind it, absolutely no problem. But now when we have to put this plumbing over here, that's where the problem, that's the way I tried to resolve it. Okay. Did I say anything to you about it at the time? No, I did not. Okay. I agree with that.
Because I would have reminded you, I told you that the Speed Queen was off the table.
But I didn't know it at the time we did the plumbing top out. Okay. You'd looked at something. I understand that. But I had no other information to deal with. Okay. You selected, apparently, in July of this year, the 3rd of July, a different model, GE model, okay?
I had no idea it was so deep.
Well, whether it was deep or not, I had no information that you had selected that. Nobody from Harry's gave me any information, nobody anywhere else, so we had...
Mark didn't put that on that, because the third trip or fourth trip I made over to Harry's, he was supposed to tell
it's
you.
It's still not on your quote.
I got a revised quote in November, the same month that you went to LG or wherever you went to look at it. I got a revised quote from Harry's, still had the Speed Queen on. I have never seen any other updated bid or quote from Mark on anything else.
Mark's fault, because I told Mark I wasn't doing that.
I just want you to understand what I'm trying to deal with my side, okay? So I understand all that. That's when all the problem came down, all right? That selection never even was presented to us. Tim had to call Mark after you told Tim that's the wrong unit, because he still had all the information Tim had was the Speed Queen. You said that's the wrong unit. We can deal with that, okay? Presented to me. What do we do with it? Okay, the situation. I ordered the removal on the 27th of the niche. Okay. On the 28th, Tim gives me a new spec sheet that's an LG model. Okay.
Because he told me that the thing that GE, that Mark had spec'd, was too big. So I went and built a smaller unit.
It could have been built in, but did it project out much further? Yes. Okay.
But I would have lost the trim around the door.
No. Well, if you'd used the 34-inch unit as such, yes, you would have ended up with altering the trim around the door. No question. What I did was we got rid of the niche. So you now have the availability of doing any unit that you want. I don't know which one it is yet, because I'm looking at the LG here. I'm looking at the GE here. I still don't have anybody that's given me paperwork and saying, this is what I want to use.
Okay. Tim has specs. I emailed them to you or texted them to you. I can show you my phone.
This isn't much of a spec. This is what we had to pull up online.
I delivered hard copy specs.
To Tim. Okay. I would have loved to have had them, but...
He says he gave them to you.
Well, this is everything that I have from Tim, okay? Here's, this was the only spec sheet. You remember when I called you about the new unit that you talked about? And I said, all I have is the washer.
That's all you can get.
They have.
I went on their website.
This is what we pulled down, at least, okay? This is what we pulled down. This is off of the website, okay? But my point is, that's all we had. And that's why I questioned you when we texted the other day. I said, all I have is this information. We don't have any information on the dryer.
I delivered that to him, too.
Well,
I ran it off.
He may have it. When did you deliver it? Just recently?
The day I bought it.
Well, this is what he gave me. This was what he gave me.
I can't even remember. It's whatever. Now, if that came from the website, the LG website, I went home because the guy at Lowe's gave me some stuff, but it didn't have enough information. Went home to the LG website and pulled off and printed. It was four or five sheets, and delivered them over to him.
This is the only sheet I have. That's why I called you, because one of the things I wanted to make sure of, because I know the dryer is interchangeable, left or right. Okay.
Yes.
The washer, I have no way of knowing whether it is. Now, you said you ordered it. That's why I was texting you to make sure that you got it handled right, that you didn't have a washing machine that you couldn't use. That was my only intent.
And I knew that. Okay. And I had called Tim the day I was at the place purchasing it and said, and I had the salesman right to my side, and he was telling me, Tim was telling me, have him put it on, I can't remember now what side it was, but Tim gave me specific instructions on where the hinge was supposed to go and the door was supposed to close. like I said, can't tell you what it was.
And that's the way you text me as such, and I assumed at that point that you were correct. But I was trying to make sure that you weren't going to get something that you didn't.
Well, and I appreciate that.
Okay, that's...
I appreciate that.
Diana, all through this process, I've attempted to... Do I fight about things I feel strongly? Yes. Okay. And if that's become offensive to you, that's unfortunate because that's never been my intent. I've been doing this for a long time and I have certain beliefs and I know you have certain beliefs and your home now has the windows in it that you requested.
That's right.
Okay.
After a huge battle.
Well, they're
and
there.
And we have the ceiling heights you want. I'm just telling you, I have felt bullied. We have felt bullied off and on since this process began. Jeff had to come talk to you about the ceiling heights and what the transactions you and I were having because I got so upset about the ceiling heights. And he came down and he sat over here in your office and talked to you about that. Do you have recollection of that?
Well... That I was bullying? Did you mention I was bullying her?
Well,
was it?
We didn't know it was bullying
at that time. No.
Okay. I really.
I mean, she was frustrated with the windows and that stuff. I know that because she had what she wanted, and you wouldn't give up on wanting stuff anyway. But she did.
You basically told me the windows I picked were ugly.
I basically told you no. I don't think I basically told you that.
The note on that thing said, here are your windows over my objections.
Right. But that doesn't say that your windows are ugly.
Well,
I just told you.
No, they are beautiful.
Yeah.
They are beautiful.
And it's like the entryway, which has been modified to your desire.
Yeah. And we paid for the changes, even though I sent you a picture. And you went right ahead building what you wanted to build. And then the morning we were over there with Greg standing right there, I said, this is not what my picture looks like. In fact, the framing guy was standing by behind Greg and said, ooh, a picture's worth 1,000 words. His words, not mine.
The framer said that?
Yes.
Okay. Well...
That's what I'm saying, Rick. Your interpretation of how your behavior comes across may not be the same as what you think it is. We were standing outside at your car, and you threw your pad of paper and that thing, that board you were walking around with, into your car because you were so angry that morning. You basically threw a little temper tantrum. It was very unpleasant.
Well...
So, I mean, the bottom line is, and then I walk in the other day and I find, you know, that that Christmas tree closet has been trimmed out, strangely.
It was...
Do you not know...
You called me? No, I didn't know that it was going to look...
Did you not see that? Did somebody not call that to your attention? I can't believe with the quality of workmanship of the things that Tim and Scott do, that they would not have let you know that that's what was happening on that door.
Well, that happens more often than you think in construction, that you have to adapt casing to small, tight areas as such. But when I went over there after you called me and complained about it, and you said, well, the back one's fine, I told them to take both out.
And who's going to pay for all that?
You say all that. It's not
the two. Who's going to pay for the redo of those two doors?
Well, I suppose you want me to pay for those also.
Well, I think that you should have been aware that that was going to be a problem and asked my opinion of what I wanted to do before it was completely done. Well, kind of like
It was done and I wasn't there supervising it while
it was done making. During framing, yeah. If I might speak up. Those doors were originally 1/6 doors and you said those aren't big enough. The only option is a 2/0 door. So I bought 2/0 doors and reframed that hole for the bigger doors because you said they were too small.
Did I know that there was going to be that huge pillar-looking thing next to it that doesn't allow?
I think the arch was on the plan, yes.
But did I?
You had a set of plans during the design.
Excuse me. Did the arch on the plan tell me it came 2 inches out from that corner?
There's not a problem with that 2 inches.
That's what caused the problem.
Did
not allow for
only to you. It happens all the time.
Well,
a 2 inch case or a 3.5 inch case. You didn't like it.
My point was the larger door because of the Christmas tree. So that's what we did. And then it got very tight because the area was already defined. Okay.
That was months and months before started.
No. Well, maybe the arch was there.
Were bought during frame.
Wait. The arch on the plan does not show where it bumps out a couple of inches. The wall down the hall comes this way. That arch thing comes out like this and then dies back, which is what doesn't allow for that casing around that door. I had no idea that was going to be a problem. If you all had told me you're not going to be able to have symmetrical casing around this door, I would have said, oh, wait, want that.
No, but just so we understand,
yeah,
that's a very tight area, okay? It's a very tight area.
Okay, I need to get acclimated. Okay. Turn it around so they can. Here, let's turn this around. You act like I've built a house before. You act like I can, you know, that I know that I should have known there wasn't going to be room for casing on that thing. I had no idea there wasn't going to be room for symmetrical casing on that door. If I had known, if you had all had told me by choosing wider doors that I couldn't case properly, it might have made a whole different decision in my answer to you that day.
My understanding is you told me your tree wouldn't fit. Now I understand you don't even own the tree.
I don't. I just know won't fit in. Well, a 1/6 door and a 1/6 door only adds up to 3 feet.
That's right.
I know a tree won't fit through a 3-foot
door. Well, then your next option is 4 feet.
I did not.
Period.
Well, that is not true.
Yes, it most certainly is for those style doors.
What?
Well, that's the next option. You go.
What do you mean that's the only option on those doors?
Yes, that's what they manufacture.
Doors only come in certain sizes, okay?
Okay, once again, I've not built a house. Did anybody bother to tell me that? I mean, you all act like I've built a house before, and I have your knowledge of construction things. I did not know that. But had I known it, I might have made a different decision.
Well, right now, the decision has been corrected. It's symmetric. It's wider than a 3-0.
In a million-dollar house, you should have symmetrical trim on all the doors.
That's a matter of opinion.
Yeah,
yours.
That's if space will allocate it. I'd have no disagreement with that statement. But when you're in a tight space, sometimes that can't be allocated.
Okay. All right. Let's go with your argument for a minute. I don't agree with it, but let's go with your argument. Would it not have been nice to show that to me and instead of letting me find it after it was all signed, sealed, and delivered?
Well, now we're going to talk about if you can read plans or not, and you're going to say you can't read plans, and I understand that. But as one can see, that's a very tight area. Now, okay, that doesn't mean... I don't know what that means in the relation of should you explain that to your customer once you requested the 3-0 door being taken out and make
this
it...
This says 2-8. These say...
No. That's 2-0-8-0. That's 2-0-8-0. 2 foot, 2-0, 2 foot.
Yes.
8-0.
What's the 8?
8 foot. Height of it. Width...
me, that says a 2-8 door.
No, that's a 2-0-8-0 door.
Well, all right. But here it is on, I mean, I'm just saying, this has been the plan since day one.
This doesn't get us anywhere.
No.
It's done. It's corrected. It's where you will accept it and like it, okay?
Okay, and who's paying for it?
Well, it was not that expensive, number one, okay? And number two, it's done.
Is he answering my question?
No.
Well, you know.
That's why I want.
Okay. If you want me to pay for it, I'll be glad to pay for it. Do you want me to go back and charge you for adding the lights there?
You did. It's on the freaking bill. I saw it.
I didn't get paid for it. Is that a change order? Should I have submitted a change order? I don't want a nickel and dime thing to death. I want things I'm trying to do, and I've got
for you to take home, and you can. Here's 165 pages of texting between you and I during the process of development and everything in this house. And you will see over and over again how I've tried to accommodate all of your wishes and desires. And there's your proof in your pudding.
Oh, and I need some because I've got a new phone during this and I lost part of mine. Because I've been back.
There it is.
I've been
back. Counselor would say, don't provide, what is it, documentation or what do you call that stuff? Jeff, you know him.
Well, production of document. I mean, I'm not sure what you're referring to on this, but.
Well, when you ask for.
It's in discovery.
Yeah, in discovery items. Yes. And I'm just trying to be upfront. I would love for you to read this and look at all the things. I've gone to your house. We've fixed things. We've done that through the time. I've accommodated in that way. When you had a buyer and you had a problem with the house, I talked to the man to assure him that it was okay and he could get by. I've always tried in every instance, and I think this is documentation, and I say in here several times, it is your home, okay? It is your home. I want you to be happy. Do I get stubborn about my... Yes, I get stubborn. But I never forced anything on you. Now you're talking about I forced the ceilings. Those ceilings will be absolutely magnificent if you give them an opportunity to be completed.
I have to. They're there. There's nothing we can do about them.
Well, we can run a truss in there and close it all down. That would be crazy. It's going to be beautiful. I want you to be happy, okay?
I've been happy up until a point.
Well, and I can see that point, and it started, and I've magnified them so we can talk about it. Because you make a accusation to me that I have been...
Misogynistic, please.
Well...
I don't think I ever typed it out because I don't even know how to spell it.
No, you spewed it around the neighborhood, I'll tell you that. To our subcontractors, to our other clients, the decorators, other people.
Well,
you have slandered him in public.
Well, you know what? I'm not the only client that feels that way.
Oh, doesn't matter. Doesn't give you the right to walk around town saying it.
I can say anything.
That's right. You sure can. And so can we. Yelping is it.
You need to back off.
Excuse me.
You need to back off.
I'm not taking that shit.
Greg,
you need to back off.
Why?
Greg.
Because you do.
Really?
Yeah, I mean it.
Oh. Please, Greg.
I honestly, well, oh, we got it in bed. You got to read this. That's my text.
Those are texts. But when you said, disrespectful attitude many times since we began and witnessed by several people on several occasions.
Yes.
Who, what, where, when?
I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus.
Well, you're throwing me under the bus.
Well, and you know what? The people that witnessed it saw it. I mean, they were there. I mean, if you want to start getting down to this.
Well, you understand when you defamation of character as such, I would like to know. I called Debbie. I said, Debbie, have you ever seen me be disrespectful? Because Debbie's somebody that we both work with. Have you ever seen me be disrespectful to Diana? No.
She's not around very often with you when you're there.
I would love to know who it is, because if I need to...
I'm not going there.
Just live with accusations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, you guys probably need to decide whether we're the ones that you want to finish this home with, because...
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the issues.
Well, we can... you've received the billing, and you wanted to discuss that today. And
I mean, I don't know where we are right now.
Well, right now you're in default of the contract.
Greg?
Yes. Seriously?
Greg,
I'm telling
Greg,
you.
Greg, please.
You need to back down.
There's a summary through...
And that's only through the 10th.
Through the 10th.
Because we just paid the Friday pays today.
Today's the 10th, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, yes. But that's only through today. It's not through tomorrow's pays.
Oh, okay. But the only thing I have to pay is the management fee.
Yeah, that's right. At this point, for
at this point, yes.
For the painting, beginning of paint.
Right, which is a management fee.
Yes.
That's Rick's money.
Yes.
That's not Sub's money.
No.
Those are not bills that are due.
No.
Correct.
That's a management fee to Rick.
Right.
Yes, but it's part of the contract.
Well, it's a company fee.
Yeah.
Well, did it say on that contract?
It's in the contract.
It is in the contract. But right now we're discussing. I mean, the reason we didn't pay that is because we weren't sure when we wrote that text if we were going to continue, and that is the last management fee before the end, basically.
No.
There's a $7,500 payment and a $5,000 payment, which will be due. At the end,
there's a flat work payment of $12,500.
This is the last $12,500 payment my contract.
Negative.
There's two. There's the painting and the flat work.
Did I read it wrong?
Here's a copy of the contract.
Beginning of paint, substantial completion, and final and punch list. This is the last one before the two finals.
Flat work. Beginning of flat work.
We haven't billed you for that yet because we haven't put it in.
So this is not the order they're building.
No. That's how they set it up.
No, for instance, if you were doing something in the wintertime where you couldn't pour concrete outside, that flat work could be early on or it could be very late. So.
I don't even know what flat work is.
Concrete.
Okay, well, I assumed that these had been done in order.
No.
But, okay, I didn't misread it. I just didn't know what hadn't gone in order.
Right. So, well, that truly is the basis, whether you want us to finish your home or not.
So. Well, do you want to finish the home and we all get along?
That's the only way that I would want to finish.
Well, because we have bathrooms that are not what we asked for in the front part of that house with the wide enough openings that I thought, very gracefully agreed to accept what, you know, we made it very clear when we asked you to build this house that it be flat and we said wheelchair, but walker ready, yet... In Jeff's text, had we known, we would have blown up our text. You said in a text back to Jeff, you decided.
Yeah. You had decided to change that.
And not do those doors wide like we wanted.
Well, there's no way that you can do wide doors in this area without expanding the house and make
it larger. Did you ever tell us that? We told you we wanted to be walker ready.
Yeah.
You also told me you wanted it to be 3,000 to 3,500 feet, too. At this stage, we are 3,800 feet.
But that is clearly obvious. That is clearly obvious that we're at 3,800 square feet.
Right.
I don't dispute that.
Right.
It's not clearly obvious to us that we weren't going to get
walker-ready bathrooms.
Well, okay.
So you maybe should have mentioned that too.
Other than the fact that they're on the plans with the door sizes as such, and yes, you're going to say, well, I couldn't read them, I interpreted them differently, because these are 2080s, and if you looked at it and you said that's 2.8, that's an unfortunate situation, but that's the reality is what it is and what it was drawn as.
But wouldn't it have been nice if you had come back to us when you designed and said, I can't make these bathrooms walker ready for you? I mean, can we talk about it? Is it okay if they're not? How, you know, can we make rooms smaller in order to get them? Can we, should we do some redesign? I mean, don't
We could have taken room out of the study and room out of here. And,
we could have.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
we could have.
Yeah.
And would that mean?
And that's the problem. If we had had that explanation from you before, we might have said, okay, I guess we're going to have to make that difference. The problem was we didn't know that was coming until it was done. Well, and that's the problem, we didn't know it.
I think it's a problem of interpretation, too, that I didn't know that you wanted every bathroom in your home to be walker accessible.
Yeah.
As a general rule, that's not, unless I've built a home for somebody that had MS, and that was a rule throughout. But in most homes, we make a suite or master suite that are walker accessible, as yours is.
I mean, I can't tell you what most is. I certainly know what other people have done. And every door in the entire house is that way. And I thought that's what we had made clear. We want every door that way. Because of the problems in the future and whatever, you know, what other people might want someday when we sell that house, what we might need in that house. We thought that's what we were getting. And it was a surprise when it wasn't that way. And we did. And at that point, we said, well, we'll suck it up. And we'll, you know, we can't do it. Obviously, it's too late to do it. And we said, okay, all right. So that was done, but I think we made it very clear we didn't want that. We wanted it the other way. And it was a surprise when it wasn't. Like I said, if we had known it then when it was being done, this is the reason it's being done this way and it's not meeting that, we might have said, okay. And I'm repeating myself, but we might have agreed to it. It was the fact that we weren't told that before, that it was going to be different. So,
honestly, we would have changed the dimensions of those rooms. We would have changed the dimensions of the rooms so that those would not have been 2.0 doors. Absolutely. I would never have put a 2.0 door in $1 million house anywhere.
Not a new house.
Not a bathroom door or entryway.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, that's
not
the thing. But
those are spec home door sizes.
Negative.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just saying what we had wanted and thought we were getting. So, but again, we said okay, we'll accept it the way it is. It doesn't make any sense to tear it out. That's way too much. So. But that was an issue, and that made it a little more difficult because we had that problem. That was, you know, that was a problem that we thought was very significant, and we're not very happy about. But it's done. But then we've got these other problems that have come up, and there have been some explanations today that we didn't know, but makes some difference.
Once again. It's just, had you let us know, had you spoken up, if you had told me a stackable unit was going to create a problem, you love to educate me on other things.
I was going to say, refer to that. And besides this, I have, 361 emails that are not part of this. Like we haven't communicated through this, okay?
That's why I say you love to educate me on things. Why didn't you educate me on this or this? Or this.
They're handled. They're handled. This is not, but those are handled.
But the point is, we needed to know. So there was the miscommunication there.
Well, you say it's miscommunication. It was designed and laid out. You may not have been able to interpret that. I understand.
No, we would
should
not
have
been.
Should we have hired an architect to interpret your plans for us before
that.
We went forward?
We would not have been able to interpret that.
No.
We didn't know it. But it's done.
Yeah. So you just got to decide where you want to go?
Yes, we do. I want to know who's going to pay for these things, and then that will help us make a decision.
Pay for these things.
Pay for the redo of this door, the redo of the bump out that's not on the plan, and then minus out, balance out what didn't have to happen up here that we did with that we went with.
I'm not sure what minus out means, but
since we allowed this to not be redone, even though we specified what we think is very clearly from the get-go, we wanted wider doors.
Well, yes, and we provided wider doors in some areas.
Okay.
So.
And Greg, as long as you're so mad at me, you took out Barbara Quillian's tree. They took a notch out of their fence. They made a notch in their fence to allow for the tree that was there on their property. Yet that tree's been taken out.
It's terribly unfortunate that you didn't put your directions to remove four trees in writing. When you and I stood there, you said, take out those four trees. One, two, three, four.
Not
I turned
Barbara's.
Right to Jesse and said, Jesse, take out those four trees. Because they were ugly.
Well, I don't care. That was Barbara's tree.
All of those trees were Barbara's trees. None of them were on your property.
That is true. They are.
Every one of those trees
were
there.
We shouldn't have taken out any of them without getting her permission.
Well.
No, you said, you showed me where our lot line was and those front ones.
Were on her side.
Well, then we shouldn't have taken those out.
What do you think I put the string down for? So you could see it. You stood right there and looked at it.
I don't know what this was. There's another tree.
Yeah, there's they have notched Barbara's fence out to save a tree.
As such, they were all her trees, but that's...
Well, so far nothing's been said.
I started saying Barbara said something.
No, not yet. But it worries me that she did notch out her fence for that
tree. Well, you had to. You either had to take it... Which is really surprised. She could have taken it this way because her property comes over quite a way.
They didn't want that telephone pole in their backyard.
Yeah, they didn't want the telephone pole, so that's why they did that.
Everybody,
communication is really important, and I understand some breakdowns in communication, but not. There's a difference whether it was intentional or not. It's never been intentional that I didn't communicate. I won't say needy, but you want a lot of information, and I've always tried to provide. Did I provide everything? Maybe not. I'm not sure that I could ever do that. I couldn't even do that with myself. But my point is, I've always had your best interest in mind in the whole process, okay?
I can't dispute that.
And that's the only thing that I can stand on. That has been my interest, best interest, okay? We send out bills. In the contract, it states you got to pay them in 4 days. We've never been paid in 4 days. I've got I have the ability in the contract to charge you $25 a day, okay, for the days that they were late. I haven't tried to... done people. That's not part of my deal. I just want to build a beautiful home. I don't know how many more I got in me. Okay? I want it to be gorgeous. When you see those light ledges when they're done, I hope you say what I think you will say. I think you'll say, they really are nice. And somebody that goes in there and says they look like Pottery Barn needs to put pots up there, they have no taste. I've showed you what people with taste are doing design-wise. It's a matter of taste. Not everybody has taste. I understand. And you apparently don't like some of my taste. And as I've said, and I say it over and over in here in texting, it is your home. I want you to have what you want. It's there. It's in black and white for you. You lost your phone. There it is. It's all recoverable. I want you to be happy.
All right. Well, we're going to go on. You're looking at me like...
We're going to go on.
I think we're going to continue on with this house.
Okay.
With me?
With him. And, I mean, this has helped clear the air, and we may have been wrong on some of our position, but that's why we were having this meeting.
Absolutely.
We're also not wrong, though, about some of these other things. And those doors were a problem, you know, these doors and the knockout. I mean, I think there was certainly, maybe that's 50-50, but there was certainly miscommunication on those things.
Right.
And, but let's, what?
I still want to know who's going to pay the cost on the redo of this and this. I need a clear answer on that. Are you doing it, or are we paying it?
Are you wanting me to pay for it?
I am wanting you to pay for it.
Okay.
Is that a yes?
If you want me to pay for it, I'll be more than happy to.
Okay.
And when you want to change something, and then we want to charge a fee for changing it?
Do it. Do it.
Okay.
And from now, it's too late now, but I can be reasonable. And if you will just let me know if I've created a problem by wanting a wider door. Tell me, I've created a problem by wanting a wider door. You, I mean, honestly, I told you I wanted a Christmas tree closet from the get-go.
Oh, that's right.
If a door was specced in that wasn't wide enough for it.
Well, it depends on the size of your Christmas tree, and we don't even have a Christmas tree.
No, okay. I don't, but, because but, the movers but, ruined but, my but, Christmas tree.
But my
tree.
Point was, the intent was to get you more room there. That's what we did that
but
for.
But I didn't know that getting the wider door was going to create an asymmetrical
I started
case.
To write you a note and talk about how you make a decision at a particular juncture in construction that impacts the entire basis that you may not know about at the time. That happens over and over with a lot of things, okay?
Let me know.
I figured we could deal with it, okay? And yes, we dealt with it. I didn't see what they did. They did it. You didn't like it. You requested. I went and looked at it. I had it pulled out the next day.
I know you did.
I'm trying to address what you want. But, you know, it's like the knee-jerk reaction. Jeff called me the day after that. He said, you laughed at my wife. And I said, Jeff, it was a chuckle. I wasn't laughing at your wife. I was laughing at the situation. When somebody calls me up and says, a year and a half after we started talking and designing that the utility room is too small, that was my reaction. But it wasn't laughing at you. It was never intended to laugh at you.
Well, okay, then I'm just going to add on to that part. If I hadn't already had many feelings of condescending attitude from you leading up to that, perhaps it would not have hit me the way it did. And Rick, I just want to say to you, I am not the only woman that feels this way. There are other women who
Let's not talk about Barbara Dank, okay?
Because
you're not
let's
even...
Let's not go there.
But she's not the only one.
You're not even aware of what occurred over there, okay?
Let's not go there.
Okay. We could do this all day long. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just let you deal with Jeff for the rest of this. Because I think you and I have a real problem now.
Well, if we, hey, wait a second. If we're going to have a real problem, I don't want any part of it.
Well, okay? I'm just going to let him deal with it. He can be, you know, I'll deal with the subs. I'll work with them on the things I want. But I think you two better be in, you know.
Well, I mean, if you think it can work on that basis, I'm not sure that it can work that way because you have definite ideas as such. They're going to have to get communicated to me, okay? And we're going to have to either work together or not. Because if you feel that way that you don't want to work with them.
We're going to need to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Okay.
We'll do the best we can. And I'll try to be a buffer.
Yeah. The problem is too many people here are listening to too many negative things from too many negative people. I told Mrs. Hua, drop that. Negative talk does not help anything. Listening to negative people does not help anything. Do you think I'd still be here 26 years later if he was how your friends describe him? Not only would he be dead, I'd probably be in prison, and I would have only made it about a year with him. I will not tolerate that kind of behavior. He does not ever, ever give me that kind of behavior. Ever.
I'm just saying. I understand what you're saying, but everybody deals with other people differently. That doesn't mean her feelings
right.
weren't
that
right.
No, that That's, in no way I, wipes
I,
away her
yeah,
feelings.
Yeah, I don't want to go that far.
I agree.
We should do two projects beautifully. We did my back doors on my old house and all that storm damage, and then we did my kitchen. And the reason we chose you to build this house is because those were such great experiences. And I have been so shocked by some of the things I've had to deal with on this. And I and all these people that are saying all these negative things, I've said that to them too. I had such great experiences the first two times I dealt with Rick. This is not the same guy I dealt with on those other two. And I don't know what happened, but I'm just telling you, somewhere along the way, it got...
Maybe I'm getting to be an old man, maybe. I don't think so. If you reread those documents, if you see somebody that's not trying to do everything I possibly could for you...
You know, Rick...
It's right there.
Yes, but texts, that's the problem with texts. They can be interpreted about a million different ways. That's why nobody should solve any problems with the text because they are so misleading, and that, you know, that's been proven time and time again. People say don't text, don't try to solve a problem or do anything important on a text because they can be interpreted a million different ways. So we can read over these 164 pages of text. And 10 people could read them, and every person would interpret them slightly differently. So let's not go there. I mean, because I mean, quite frankly, I think you wasted 164 pages of paper because I'm not going to sit and read them, and I doubt if Jeff's going to sit and read them.
I know I'm not going to read them.
No. So I just know that somewhere along the way, I got very upset with you. And to the point that Jeff has come to see you or speak with you twice about it. So something, and those that never happened on the other two projects.
Well, they weren't as extensive as this is, quite frankly.
Well, that's true.
And then, Diana, I'm going to go back to listening to negative people. You've got to either say to them, look, he's my builder. We're going to ride this out. I don't want to hear anything else negative about him. We're trying to make the best of this and move forward, or you're going to keep listening to them and you're going to stay angry and frustrated and upset because they're feeding it to you. So I think you're a wonderful person. He thinks you're a wonderful person. But negative talk is not good. It's just not good.
It doesn't
help anybody.
I agree.
And that needs to be shut down. Because the minute they start, yep, you need to say, you know what? We're trying to make this work. I've agreed to continue with him. We're trying our very best. Please just let us carry on.
If it's not going to come out good, I would just as soon bail out right now, quite frankly. So
we have a shared vision of a sort. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to agree It would be hard to switch at this point.
Yeah, but I don't want to put you in an unpleasant situation.
Well, I just ask for respect then. I just ask when
You've never, never had anything but my respect, okay?
Okay, well.
I had a decorator that was an excellent decorator for years, and we used to argue and fight about everything, but the eventual outcome from it was always wonderful, okay?
Okay, well, so we're having some arguments.
I have never not finished a home, but this may be my first if you don't think that'll work. I don't want a displeasant situation. The displeasant aspect has already occurred. I want to get away and done with that. Okay?
Okay.
Because
you
will talk like anybody else, and I want, when this is said and done, for you to say nice things about me instead of bad things about me.
Okay? I would like to get back to that point too.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sing your praises.
Well, I apparently in my grumpy old state, I may need that some more. So I wanted to, I have a vision too. That's one of the reasons I fought for certain things, okay? But in the long run, it's always, and I've always said, and I stayed and stayed again, it's your home. I want you to be happy with it. The fact that I didn't tell you that was going to happen, I may not have, it's a tight area, I might not have seen that myself, okay? But we resolve that. The idea is resolve and how you get.
I agree. It's all in how we resolve it. I agree wholeheartedly with that.
So, but I really think you ought to talk about it and decide, and if that's where you want to go. And
well, do you want to talk about it, or I let's just keep going.
Okay. We can do this.
Okay.
I'll keep a flask of bourbon in my pocket.
Mm. I'll keep one for you.
Okay.
Make it Jack Daniels and I'll stand next to you.
Okay.
You got a contract payment to make.
All right, we'll make the payment.
Okay. All right.
Now, are we going to make you two kiss and make up, or is this too much to ask?
No, I'm not kissing. It's COVID days.
Okay. Put on your mask.
Well, elbow bump.
Okay. All right.
We'll double elbow bump.
Good. There you go.
That's as good as I.
So we're okay with the ledges?
Rick, why don't you take her to a house and show her?
I want
to
let her have
or let
take
me have
these
the pictures.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen those pictures. Let me look at the pictures. Because I really don't get how that's going to work.
Here's the deal.
And it wasn't okay. Barbara Dyke that threw the ledges over. It was Amy Dunn.
Amy Dunn about what?
About those ledges and the pots.
Well, she's a commercial realtor.
I'm just saying, don't badmouth Barbara. It wasn't Barbara that didn't like this.
No, I was talking about the sprinklers.
Sprinklers.
Yeah, the sprinklers. You said when you said told Tim that you wouldn't use Jesse to do anything.
Oh well, yeah, that was Barbara.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a different deal. But this was not Barbara. This was Amy Dunn.
This is merely to show the difference between a niche and a lighting ledge. Okay.
Okay.
This is
so. You're saying? No, wait a minute. Let me go back. Let me understand.
Mm-hmm.
This is how, like, what? Yeah. 6-inch ledge?
Yeah, like a 5-inch.
And this is what?
This is back. This could be 2 feet, whatever it is back there. Okay.
Okay. Good. How far back did the Buntons go? How far back did the Owens go?
Oh. How far? The Buntons went. You see the whole length of that?
Yeah.
That wall goes straight up. This ledge was built out of that wall.
Okay. So it's
probably 2 feet.
Okay.
It's actually more than yours is. Okay. On Hohen's back here, you can see that's probably 3 or 4 feet. Okay. On that side, and this is probably 18 inches here. But this is the whole width of that downstairs. That's in the basement. But see the light.
And it doesn't become a huge dust collector?
Okay. Well, it is a dust collector, yes.
And how do you get up there to clean it? I mean...
You don't.
Well,
You know, you may live to be 120, but you probably wouldn't ever have to get up there and clean it. Or you call the cute fireman over that changes your bulbs out in ceilings.
Well, we do have our electrician do that.
Yeah. So I mean, there's just a difference in quality of feel. This aspect that looks cheap. Okay.
Well, and I hate pictures because they're just two dimensional. You don't get that third dimension.
That's what you get. We went to a lot of trouble to get those ledges back in there so that they created a little depth. So when the light shines off, it'll hollow up like that. That's the whole effect. I never envisioned putting anything on those ledges.
Me either.
They're not designed to put any. They're light ledges, and they're designed for that. You can get online and pull up this stuff and look at them all the time. They're all over the place. But you can have this and take it with you.
Yeah, let me look because It's a difference.
It looks. You could do that niche in a spec home. You wouldn't do that.
Oh, the net. Okay. Well, and honestly, I was just going to take it all out and box it up. That's what Debbie had suggested. So,
when you're in that room and you're watching TV in that room, to have that light that is dimmable as such is the only lighting in the room is magnificent for watching.
So that dims.
Yes.
What kind of light is it? What
LED? It's an LED light.
Is it one of those ribbons?
It's the same type of ribbons that we're putting in your shelves in the master bedroom.
Okay. All right. Well, let me. Okay.
That we stole out of a $450 square foot home.
The ribbons?
Yeah. No, no.
The idea.
Yes.
Not the actual ribbons. The idea.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let me look at these. I'll study them.
Okay.
And we can talk about this.
Okay. Talk
about this.
Talk to me. Give me information. You need to give me information too.
And vice versa.
I'm always requesting
it. Okay. Sometimes it's information I don't even know I need.
Well, it's like the paint today, and that's what I brought up on the painting aspect.
Oh, okay?
It would have been your answer to me.
I was angry.
I understand your answer was angry because, and I tried to explain, this is what I'm giving you this information for. I don't need it today. I just want to give you warning.
Okay. Edgecombe Gray.
Would you?
I need to give you a number for it. I don't know what
document
it is.
Put it down and where does that go?
I will document everything.
You can take a plan. Thank you. You can take a plan, little plan, and write, do ceilings, walls, and et cetera.
Okay.
If you'll do that and keep it, you'll have it as a matter of record, and it's a wonderful thing to have.
I forgot about ceilings. Okay. All right. In fact, I've even got a little sample can of Edgecombe Gray with the number on it and everything. I'll bring it to somebody to take it to the house. And I've even got a little board I painted it on.
Okay.
So I'll get that. But I hadn't thought about ceilings. I need to ask Debbie about ceilings. But yeah.
And case and base?
Case and base will be the same, the Edgecombe Gray. And I'll put this in writing too. Do them in a satin. And then I want the walls in an eggshell.
Okay, but let's talk about that now. I'm going to...
Okay. Let's talk. I mean, really.
It depends on whose paint you buy.
I know.
Okay.
I know. And the Edgecombe Gray is truly a Ben Moore paint.
Okay. And
they do an eggshell. Now, what they did at my old house, they wanted to use Sherwin-Williams. And they bought that higher grade paint...
But Sherwin-Williams eggshell is sheenier.
No. And we didn't use their eggshell. We used, it was a high, oh dear. And I
but my point is, depending on whose paint, you'll get a different sheen in that. And if you want to get real particular about it, you'll have to define it. Now, you can request the painter, and you can request he purchase a certain paint. That's not always the most economical paint job.
I agree.
So,
and maybe I need to talk to Mark because we kind of went through this on my kitchen cabinets back at the other house. So if it's Mark and Becca, I mean, they kind of, in fact, we went through this on the walls in that den. So, and whatever they used in there, I can't even remember what they used.
Okay, well, that's who you can coordinate with. Okay. But furnish us the documentation.
Okay, I will. I wish I'd taken, maybe I did take pictures of those cans before we moved. I'll look.
Okay. I have something else for you. You were going to bring it. I'll just let you mail it in yourself. The check. For the living room piece.
Oh, this, the $975. Yeah. But in fact,
you need to approve and sign that for me if you would. That's your other.
Okay. Did I not do this? Didn't we do this via email?
You did on the proposal, but they want a invoice.
Okay.
We'll have to send money, see. So.
Okay. No. Where are we on the other services with Sydney? I can't even get a hold of Sydney.
I thought Debbie was coordinating.
Well, we did, but we just don't. And we did all our choices. In fact, Debbie wrote you extensive texts and emails about the choices. But we just can't figure out, you know, at one point, what we want to make sure of. Sydney kept saying she was going to find something for those front bathrooms that we've now gotten with T&L for those. Because we never could pin Sydney down. We just want to make sure Sydney doesn't try to bill us for any materials for those front bathrooms. Because she never showed us anything. We've gotten all the other rooms, the kitchen, the master baths, and the...
So we just take those off of whatever she's got.
And that's, because we can't seem to get that straight with her. And she calls those that Jack and Jill bathroom, I think is the way she designates that bathroom. We just want to make sure, Debbie and I, that we're not going to be billed by Sydney for something in those front two bathrooms. Because she never did show us anything. So we didn't wait on her anymore and we went over to T&L.
Okay.
So that's, and I've tried to call Sydney and I never get a call back. In fact, Debbie's so disgusted with her. She's, I think, your other house, the Johnstons. Mm-hmm. She's doing from classic tile.
Is Sydney artistic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Artisans or
artisan
something?
Or whatever it is, yeah. So that's the only discrepancy there.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And I'll put this check in. Do I write it to them or to you?
I just go ahead and pay them direct.
Okay.
And what I would do is I guess just tell them to hold it till you're ready for it.
Okay.
So unless you're ready to accept it right now. What else did you discuss? Did you get the front door?
Yes, and I think it's all. I think Debbie may have asked him because they were discussing very specific, how much, how far, how this, how that, you know, and they did measurements and I think he even made marks on the wall.
Okay.
So I don't know. But they did it on the front and the niches.
Are you worked out everything with Tim on the rest of the cabinetry?
Everywhere.
Well, what have you not worked out?
The only thing I don't have worked out yet is this built-in.
Okay.
And I'm struggling. So he told me it's...
Now, they've totally redone this.
Yes.
And I don't know that there's really much usable out of that.
I know.
He talked about cutting some pieces out.
He says it's easier not to do that.
But I'm wondering if any of that stuff that we could utilize in the garage, if you're wanting to build something in the garage, is my question.
We do. Remember, we wanted storage along here.
Right.
Now,
but I don't know whether that's deep enough for what you wanted.
Maybe. Well, and we've now got two electrical boxes down here that may be a problem. Two panels or whatever they're called. So Tim thought we were going to have to stop it. But what I'm thinking now is, would it just be easier if I went to one of the big box stores and bought those big locker-looking metal things to put here rather than try to, and that way they could be moved if...
That would be the good thing about that. They could be moved and utilized.
If this electrical thing ever became an issue?
Well, you're talking about the panels on the inside of the garage. Mm-hmm. Now, they probably wouldn't let us put that, build that cabinet over that panel. We could do that at a later date, but
yeah.
I'm not sure we should.
All it is a matter of access to it.
Well, okay.
But that would mean the metal panels would be the obviously the way to do that now. And
the metal things?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, after talking to Tim that day, it just seemed like it might be easier.
Well, it's certainly easier because you can go pick up something out and have it put in when you want it as opposed to having a carpenter having to build it. So.
Well, and my question, too, on that, is how do you finish an outside, you know, that's going to be an outside storage thing that's going to be subject to the elements that won't be affected by moisture or...
It's all going to be affected by moisture, but it's you know, because it's going to be exposed in the garage. So, I mean, you closet, have you done anything with... That since that's your closet, you need to talk to Tim about what you want to do in there.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get you involved.
We'll
get you involved.
Okay. All right. I need to talk to him then.
But the metal may be the best way to do that. So, but you're all worked out on the kitchen?
As far as I know.
What about the drawer fund issue? You remember you've said I didn't.
And once again, I just would like to have seen them first.
Well, you know, let me find the picture for you. These are pictures you furnished me. You may not even remember one of them, but you certainly remember
my
the kitchen. Yes, yeah. Well,
but
that's
I didn't
the kitchen.
Know we were going to do the same thing back
in
the bathrooms.
You did that also. That is what you furnished
well,
me.
Well, it was for this, not for cabinets. It was for this thing.
Yeah, this is.
This
back
yeah,
in
I said, cause, yeah, because this is when I said, "Do we have room to
see,
turn?"
There's communication. You sent this as Diane's vanity, and you addressed certain items on it. But this is what I thought you wanted. That's what you have. Now you have some panels over there that if you don't like that aren't selected yet.
They're okay.
Okay.
They're okay.
So
we won't make that an issue.
But that's my point is why it was.
Well, and like I said, I guess if you read the text, it said, do we have, all I was saying was, do we have room to turn the corner like this picture? Once again, I guess it's how you interpret a text.
Right. So. But it's a good look.
And you told me.
It's a good look.
But I just want to remind you. That somebody you built with, I don't know, sometime in the past, sent you 600 pictures of things she wanted, and you started a file on it. So I thought you wanted...
Pat Bloomer, your former boss.
Because you said... So I thought you wanted me to send you
I
saw.
But there are a lot of pictures that we have that we never utilized anywhere that because we just... And again, they're all through there, so...
But I shot you pictures every time I found something.
Oh, I know that. Yes, I'm.
Because I thought you encouraged that.
That's how a picture is worth
a thousand
words. So.
Okay.
I'm intent to get along. So.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm working on it right now.
Okay, so, I don't want you to say bad things about me because. I certainly don't feel bad things about you. I just...
Okay, well, we'll just start fresh. We'll wipe the slate clean.
Well...
And have a different attitude going forward.
Are you guys okay on board?
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to clear the air.
It's important, yeah. I understand, Jeff, comments with Greg, but he's doing the same thing you're doing for her. He's defending his okay. boss, and I respect him for that. And
certainly,
he doesn't harbor ill will. I think we want to.
Hey, I deal with lawyers every day. No one can get on. I don't get bothered very easily. Or for a long term, that's for sure.
I understand that. I don't know where they teach you that in law school, but it comes out almost in every case, I think.
Yeah.
Of course, if there's no conflict in life, you guys you'd be starving. You'd be on the
street. That's right.
So, and I don't like conflict, okay? But
well, you know what they say. You know what the saddest thing in the world you'll ever see is? Is a bus full of lawyers going over a cliff with 3 empty seats.
I don't think I've heard that before, but
that means there's 3 of them still out there.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Now, do we all feel good?
I think
do
so.
Do we need to sing Kumbaya?
I just read my mind.
I feel good that we got to vent, that good. I got to speak.
Good. You feel like you were listened to.
Yes.
Really.
It's going to be magnificent. It really is.
Okay.
You will be so pleased with the finished product.
I'll just be glad when we get there.
Well, we're making good progress.
We are. It seems to be. I mean, we're still thinking Christmas or Valentine's Day.
How was your meeting with Ryan Flowers? Because the outside is about finished, except for him and the concrete.
Well,
work.
It was less than satisfactory.
Okay.
Because he's very involved with a project down in Heritage Hills that he's apparently having all kinds of problems with. So what he brought me was basically felt like it looked very similar to the Coventry drawings with lots of boxwoods, and it had a very... In fact, I thought at first he was showing me Coventry. So I said, no, this is a little too structured for me. This is a more contemporary house. I want it a little looser, blah, blah. So he said, oh, I'm so sorry. I just didn't have time to draw. So he was going to have to go back to the drawing board. He had a different idea about the driveway. I don't know. He had gotten something from you about a driveway.
No, he hadn't communicated. I think that I may have sent him the original drawing that we had on it. So... I don't know what he's done with that. And the original drawing didn't really have anything on the back porch, so.
No, it was just the front. In fact, he really didn't do anything on the back.
I thought that was what you...
I thought so, too. I think it was premature. I think he wasn't quite ready. I think he's been consumed with permit issues and Heritage Hills, which have been a nightmare from what he described.
Historical.
I can only imagine.
Historical.
Yes, he said the historical... Mm-hmm. board or
those
whatever.
People do not know what they're doing. It's unfortunate.
Well, he said they're just way too rigid. Mm-hmm. You know, so anyway, I don't know anything about that. I just know he wasn't really ready for me. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll keep pressing him on our side.
Well, he's very busy. He's very...
Yeah, I know.
Is there, I mean, should we be, I mean...
Well, they're
talking
I know you don't want to pay for John.
Not going to pay for John for that. No.
And
he's too busy. I just don't know anyone else.
Well, they're that gal that
the mushroom gal.
No.
Oh, that's Lori Kiefer.
No, it's a gal.
She hunts mushrooms too.
No. She calls herself the mushroom. They grow them in their greenhouse.
She's an admin.
Yeah.
We thought that who's the architect? Sam Gresham had mm-hmm. had that gal that referred it.
Right.
And when we got a price for it, was made John Fluitt look cheap. So.
Well, and Lori Heslett or Lori Kiefer, she's crazy as a loon, married to an artist. Buggy is all get out, but she did Amy Dunn's. Amy has an attractive front.
Mm-hmm.
She will not do anything. She only draws, which leaves you to find your labor, your plant material. So, I mean, if we just need a plan right now, we could get Lori to draw a plan.
Well, we need a plan for flat work is what we need the plan for. I don't care anything about what you put in landscape. I just need to know where hardscape goes
down. Okay, well then, yeah. I just don't know when Ryan, hopefully he said he would be back with me in a week. That was today, and I haven't heard anything from him.
Are you planning on doing any exterior water features, like fountains or ponds?
I wouldn't mind a fountain in the backyard. I don't want a pond. But like I said, I haven't even had a chance to discuss that with him. I love the sound of water.
Well, getting the concrete in as soon as we can.
I know.
The winter's coming. So.
I know. I don't know how to light a fire without making him do something too quickly. You know, right. I want to have his full attention.
Yes.
And yes. I know when these artist types get pushed, is what he did. He just threw some stuff on a sketch, and it was just all basically
kind of like me.
No, not at all. Oh, these are we talking about artist types?
Mm-hmm.
No, you do have you
sketchy,
have a,
sketchy.
You just have a little of that. You have a little of that.
I just want it to look beautiful.
I do too. I do too.
Because she has to live there.
I have to live there.
But I walk by it every day, so I mean, I want it to look.
Okay.
And if there's anything in his yard that you think you want.
In his yard?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Oh, there's some lawn sculptures I would love.
Oh, I'll take them for you. I'll get them. Okay.
Lawn sculptures.
Well, he used to live right down
here. Right down the street.
He did. Oh, I know. In fact, he did one for. No, he didn't. No, the other guy did. I tried to buy one of his one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where'd he go?
I don't know.
Joe Stack. He's around somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He's still in town, but.
Then he lived in Nichols.
Who did the big balls in the little island out in front of your house?
Your concrete balls?
Uh-huh, Restoration Hardware.
I love those too.
So.
Those can roll. We can
put. But we could roll them out. But where would we roll them into? Couldn't lift them into a car.
No, we just roll them down the street.
Oh, okay.
They're not as heavy as you think they are.
Really?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. Happy people.
Well, thanks for coming out.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Good boy.
Do you want to take that recent analysis?
No, because I'm getting ready to do her one through tomorrow, and I'm getting all the copies of the invoices scanned in for you, so you'll get everything tomorrow.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
There's Henry's Gray. I'm surprised Debbie didn't talk you into that.
Henry's Gray. Who's Henry?
Her father.
Oh, for interior?
Well, you can get